Welcome to my art studio where all the magic happens. This is the station for painting, and that is the station for all the resin art I do. If you want to check out my art, all you gotta do is go to lutfstudio.com. But I'm sure, or at least I hope, I'll see you at lutfstudio.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. How y'all doing? Oh, it is good to be back. Is it okay if I say I missed you guys? I did. And what is it with, I take a week or 10 days off, and everything tends to happen right within that time. Let me start by saying I appreciate everybody who did send me messages with questions regarding everything that was going on in the last 2 weeks that I was off air. I will do my best to touch on most of them or all of them, but before I get there, as always, please do make sure to share this feed wherever you're watching so we can all... You see, this is why I need to prep better before I get on air, because now I'm like typing and not talking properly, and it's just weird. Okay, anyhow, so make sure to share this feed as I will be talking about a lot of things. Oh, thank you, Tammy. You're very, very kind. You are. Let me start here. Have you found your new alien friend yet? Because apparently we're just shooting UFO. It is so ridiculously ridiculous that I don't even know. Like, I can't say anything about these subjects we're shooting down now. I can't say anything about them with a straight face. I mean, I know I'm normally very sarcastic, but this one is funny. So let me start there. The situation, and as you know, I don't touch China. I'm no expert in China, but the situation with this spy balloon, Chinese spy balloon, has reached a point where, as an American, I am genuinely upset that I feel as if now, bluntly, our intelligence is being, absolutely insulted. With all the excuses and answers, and if there is an answer, it's at that point of how far are we okay or willing to just listen to what's being said and not actually properly react. Now, let me put a quick note here. When I say react in no shape or form, for the record, I am not promoting any kind of, go out there and be crazy. No, but there are many different ways in life to react to different situations. And I feel like the lack of reaction from my fellow Americans, myself included, has got us to a point where our so-called government is most definitely not shy from 100% just throwing absolute BS in our faces. And I need to watch my language here. I do apologize. So, yes, I was contacted or messaged by a few people asking what are my thoughts on this, Chinese spy balloon. And then later on, the one we helped Canada. And then the, other, how many objects, if anybody knows, I lost track how many objects we've been shooting down. But my reaction is, as an American, as a human, I feel like my intelligence are insulted. I feel as if I'm being treated as a two-year-old who's going to believe any story that could somehow be, exciting. So here's my response to the Chinese balloon. As far as the UFO stuff, I don't know how many of you are aware. I have never been a believer of UFO, and now I'm not denying the existence of, beings and aliens, but I'm not a believer as of someone who follows them or digs into it or go hunt them or whatever. So on that note, I don't buy it at all, not for a second. But what do I know? I'm no expert on UFO, so I'll leave that to the experts. Now I'm going to move forward to another thing that happened, and unfortunately it was right in the middle of my move, so it was impossible for me to get on air and talk about it. So Ilhan Omar, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, was removed from her seat as in the, what is it, Foreign Affairs Committee. Wonderful news, I would say. However, that the reaction got me thinking, and I did a quick comparison, and that's why I actually titled today's show "How Left Fights Versus How We Fight." So Ilhan Omar was removed, and then reactions started. Her besties, AOC and Rashida Tlaib, they're literally ripping their skin off. Like, they're losing it. And I'm watching. Of course, I'm giggling, because part of me is like, how does it feel to be the other end? But as I'm giggling and I'm watching, I'll be very honest with Rashida. I muted her and I just watched her body language, because I can't stand her voice at this point. The way she just, it's like screechy. Anyways, I muted her. But I was watching the body language with AOC. I'm listening, you know, a few other reactions. And then it got me thinking. Donald, hold the outside, because I actually want to talk about what you just said. But it got me thinking, wait a minute. So Ilhan Omar is removed, rightfully so. She shouldn't have ever had that seat from the beginning anyways. But now she's removed based on many different issues that she has created, or very wrong stance she has taken. Very good move. But her buddies are reacting out of control and ridiculously, but they're reacting. Then I fast forward or rewinded my own memory to where Marjorie Taylor Greene was removed from her seat. Do pardon me as I don't remember what committee she was removed from, but she was. And hers was over, supposedly many years ago, she posted something that some people translated into anti-Semite comments, therefore she shall be removed. What did her buddies do? What did we do? How did we react? Again, takes us back to lack of reaction. Many of her side members made her apologize, if you remember, for not doing anything. Again, since then, back then I said it, I still say it, we cannot sit around and translate every single possible criticism of Israeli government or Jewish people and turn it into anti-Semitism. That is censorship. So I still don't think what she said was anti-Semitic. And even if it was, we have other people running around openly hating on Jews, and, well, hey, guess what? They're wishing death on Jews, and we don't go all up an arm about it. But with Marjorie Taylor Greene, the reaction was nada, or blaming her, making her apologize for something she didn't do. This is where the difference of fight comes in. Now, Donald Johnson, you said the left fights dirty. Yes, they do. They do. I will not deny that. They do. But at the same time, there are a few other words we can add to this sentence. The left also fights strongly. The left fights for their goals. The left does not get distracted from the fight. These are also true. As I said, the reaction to Ilhan Omar being removed versus the reaction to Marjorie Taylor Greene being removed should tell us a lot. You know, sometimes in war or battle, you don't need a specific set of guidance. Sometimes the best way to win the battle is to turn the table and play your enemy's game, just play it a little better. Is it constitutional? No. Is it humanitarian? No. Is it the right way? No. But guess what? Right now, it's a matter of our freedoms, our liberties, and way of life. I don't think priority should be who's, you know, acting nicer and kinder and more. Remember, one of the biggest issues we have faced since Hussein Obama was the code of conduct change within our military. We very recently in Afghanistan, at the airport in Afghanistan, we had our soldiers killed because of our code of conduct, because of all the handshakes behind closed doors. Sometimes in a battle, at war, this isn't some disagreement. This is me and you not liking certain food. This is about life as we know it. We don't get to not play dirty. If that's what it's needed, so be it. Now, here's another huge part that I have been struggling with in the last few weeks, as I said, not being on air, but still, as you know, I still do the associate producer work for Lindell TV, WBW TV. So I'm listening constantly. I'm hearing everything. And I'm an avid, you know, audience of Brandon House, either his radio, his Worldview Report, or Brandon House Live every day. And between everything I'm hearing, I'm like, wait a minute. Have you noticed that one of the things we have started doing since the midterm is we have started doing the work for the left? You see, I talked about this back in 2020. I talked about this. And I received a lot of backlash. So it's okay to receive it now as well. See, the problem with the right. Now, as you all know, starting this year, I'm not even a Republican anymore. I am a registered independent. I am done with parties. I'm pro-America, pro-American, pro-Constitution, pro-Bible. The rest doesn't matter to me. But that being said, the biggest issue I have been noticing since midterm until today within the Republican, conservative, right wing, whatever you call them, is the fact that they are doing the work for the Democrats. The inner fights, they are so busy exposing, and I do the air code because this exposing process has taken a whole new turn into ridiculously funny. It's down to you either agree with me 100%, otherwise I'm gonna expose you. That is the new game that's going on. And guess what? This ain't going to help anybody except the left. So when it comes for the left to win again and again and again, remember, before we blame the left, before we blame the Democrats, before we blame Russia, China, Iran, and everybody else, remember to blame ourselves first. Because the Republicans seem to still be searching for their Messiah. I would like to inform you that that is a very, very useless search. We have our Messiah. And I can guarantee you, he is never going to run for President of the United States of America or Senate or Congress or anywhere else. So can we all stop looking for the Messiah? Better yet, can we all stop making up a Messiah? Buckle up. I'm about to absolutely offend many of you, and that's what I'm here for, right? President Donald Trump has done a wonderful job for this country as the president. When he was in the office, he most absolutely made an amazingly dramatic impact of positive impact to our economy. He held our border the best of my lifetime in America. Yes, he's done a lot of good. However, he is not our Messiah. He is not our Savior. He is not perfect. So, call me what you need to call me. I personally feel like the way we are going right now, you can all kiss 2024 goodbye. They won't even need to pull off any kind of election fraud. We will officially hand it to them. You know why? Because right now there is the Trump team absolutely refusing 100% to see anything wrong with President Trump. It's okay if President Trump endorsed one of the worst possible dual citizen candidates of our history, Dr. Oz. It is absolutely okay if during the Trump administration, we made a deal and an agreement with Taliban to do not touch them. It is absolutely all right for President Trump to come and attack pro-lifers in America and blame them for midterms. It is absolutely all right for President Trump to throw one of the biggest parties at Mar-a-Lago to celebrate the Equal Marriage Act and LGBTQ. It's all okay. No, it isn't. It isn't. I want to set the record here. I am not pro DeSantis. As I said, I'm not pro any individual. I'm pro Constitution. I am pro Americans. I am pro American. I'm pro Bible. That's about it. So if I'm saying something about President Trump, do not twist this and make me a DeSantis team, because I'm about to start on DeSantis as well. But my point is, while Team Trump is bashing Team DeSantis, and Team DeSantis is, wait a minute, DeSantis isn't even running yet. You see where my problem starts? We're doing the digging dirt on another candidate for Democrats instead of spending this time exposing the real dirt that is out there. Such as the fact that Biden administration is about to hand over more weapons to Ukraine. However, they seem to be seized the weapon from Islamic Republic of Iran. So that is not a dirt we're going to go after. We're going to let it be. While we're busy going after this person, that person, that person, I can't tell you how I can't believe my own eyes when I see people who praise Nikki Haley for so many years for such a wonderful job she was doing. Now they're all bashing her, finding every little thing to blame her for, everything they can, because she might possibly run for 2024. I think those of you who have followed me for long enough are getting my point. My argument is not about an individual. President Trump, DeSantis, Nikki Haley, I don't know, whomever. I have said it many times, I'll say it again. In my dreamland, our candidate will be Dr. Ben Carson. That's it. That would be my favorite candidate. Am I going to start a campaign for him without him running and start bashing other people? No, I won't. That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Since when Republican Party starts bashing their own candidates before they even run? Please use the comment section to remind me and tell me what is the benefit. What is the benefit? We are still dealing with questions that are unanswered. We are still dealing with the system error that everybody witnessed with their own eyes in daylight in Maricopa County, Arizona. We're still dealing with all of that. We have dropped that to run over and bash anybody who might run. Why? And by the way, what happened to our republic? May I remind you? What happened to our freedoms? If you're an American born, you have the right with certain other qualifications to run for presidential race. If you're an American citizen, you have the right to vote for whomever you like to vote for, including yourself. Guess what? When you're filling in your ballot, put in your own name. That's the freedoms we have. What is this shame game, blame game, 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 game? Why Republicans are fighting each other, exposing each other beyond comprehension? The smallest thing now, it's everybody, I have, oh boy, last week I'm watching about 5-6 different podcasters, right? And I'm like, oh wow, within this 5-6 podcast I watched from 5-6 different podcasters, based on their record, everyone except Trump is a rhino now. What amazing. Like apparently I'm a rhino now too. No, I'm an independent, actually. One of the reasons I bailed is the fact that Republican Party seemed to be very rhino-ish, uni-ish, doesn't exist. Come on, let's face it. Republican Party doesn't exist, and it has nothing to do with Democrats. It has everything to do with conservative and Republicans themselves. We have destroyed Republican Party. We have done it. A smallest misstep when we disowned them. They disagreed with our favorite candidate and we disowned them. They did all the good during COVID, but now they're nothing but a traitor. Republican Party has turned into a coin. We flip it every morning, or better yet, maybe it's a set of dice. We roll it every morning and see what it gives us. Enough of sitting here and blaming every problem in this country on Democrats. Enough. For a very long time, we have played just as much of a role in destruction of United States of America as they have. Americans have failed to deliver. Americans have failed to do their job. Remember, we the people. We the people are the bosses, and we have failed to hold ourselves accountable. We have gotten so comfortable with blaming our employees without making the smallest adjustment. We have gotten so comfortable with sitting behind our computers or devices or phones in the bunch of keyboard ninjas who are all day long listing complaints. And if one person has a solution, we have 10 problems to create for the solution they provided. Why? Because we have a better solution for it. No, Because we don't want a solution. I can't help but to think, sorry, I'm trying to glance at the comments just in case if there are questions. I don't want to miss anyone's comments, especially if there are questions, because you know what it is, I go on a rant and then boom, there's no stopping me. I couldn't help but to think the other day, those of you who know me personally or a little closer than, just behind camera, I'm a very deep, I dig very deep. I don't look at the surface. I need to open it up and see what's under it, all that stuff. I enjoy studying human behavior. It's a fun concept, and very helpful. Anyhow, with that being said, the other day I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, wait a minute, what are the chances that conservatives slash Republicans are suffering from Stockholm syndrome? I mean, for a good chunk of time, Republicans, excluding the 4 years of President Trump, and by the way, I understand a lot of people think like when Trump was in the office, we were nonstop winning. We won the big game, but he was still extremely isolated within his own administration. So a lot of good that could be done wouldn't, it was stopped or held back or something by those within the administration that didn't want him to achieve much. But okay, we even exclude those 4 years. But that aside, the rest has been literally, let's say, against or losing for conservatives and Republicans. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's just simply a Stockholm syndrome. We don't want solutions. We just want to be in the back of the line, screaming, yelling, and getting over. Because again, I look at the left. Whenever, any official, elected official or candidate on the left, when there's a inner problem, they cover it up. They erase it, they delete it. On the Republican side, there is, one, as I said, Marjorie Taylor Greene, one post from like 4 years before she even was elected, and we all gotta dig and do the job for the Democrats, and woo-hoo. Oh, happy Valentine's Day, William. I do not celebrate this day, but happy Valentine's Day to those who do celebrate. Same to you, Jimmy. Now I can say, you see, now every time I see someone saying from Texas, I'm like, right there with you. I'm officially a Texan now. Steve says, establishment versus we the people. Yep. Being ready to step in if Trump can't is different than trying to cost money. Steve, did you have to use a big word that I can't even pronounce? Anyways, I'm going to skip that part. But bottom line is, I agree with you. It is establishment versus we the people. And I want to make sure we understand the concept of we the people and establishment, because it feels like somehow, somewhere, they have achieved this middle ground. So it's like establishment, we the people, and then there's a little bit of a chaos in the middle that gets a little confusing and hard to differentiate. There is no middle ground. There was. There isn't anymore. I personally don't understand any concept that is, as I said, it's either, I learned this from Michael Cutler. He was on my program about, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago. He's a retired immigration officer, a dear friend of mine, registered Democrat, actually, extremely fighting harder than I am right now. That's besides the point. But I learned this from him. I'm not even going to be backing or supporting any America first candidates anymore. No. I'm going to go for Americans first. That's actually my local page. If you want to sign up to my local page, go to locals.com and look up Americans first. That's my page there. Because America as a concept, unfortunately, is the establishment nowadays. So a lot of these candidates keep running on America first. Now, the benefits of America, what benefits America no longer benefits Americans thanks to establishment. So we're going to start looking for Americans first candidate. Yeah, and America by itself has become a corporation. It is. The concept of America is a corporation now. You look around with last, let's say, a month of events going on, right, between China, Russia, Iran, Ukraine, border situation. You look at all of that, it is a corporation. America is a corporation. Now, we the people are the Americans. We need to start differentiating. We need to start the concept of, if you're not pro-Constitution, you are anti-American. American. The Constitution in America was put together for the people of America, not for America itself. I know I'm probably getting way too technical here, but sometimes you have to. That's why I don't like looking at the surface. That's why I always say pick your words carefully. Words have meanings. When a candidate is talking, when a podcaster is talking, when a patriot is talking, when anybody who's, I listen to words and I don't translate them. I take the words that are saying as they are saying. And that's when you see the difference between promises made, promises kept. Those words are the difference between promises made and wrong promises kept. That is one of the things that I personally appreciate very much about President Trump. He does that. He gives you the exact sentence without meanings behind it. That's why during his presidency, he didn't have to apologize, or they didn't need to do damage control like they do with Biden. Because he would pick his word properly. And it's not that you, with me, it's just my nature now. Like, what I mean comes right out of my mouth. I don't need to think what I'm saying. But I do need to take my sponsor break here. 1 minute sponsor break. And then when we come back, I'm going to conclude on this. And then we're going to talk about a few news. And before I do that, I also need to say, thank you to Linda TV audience for being here as always. Please stay safe and stay vigilant. Rest of platforms, don't go anywhere. I will take a quick commercial break and be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I was faced with every adversity you could think of. No retailers wanted to sell my pillow. That's come full circle. Vendors took advantage of me, and I was copied by China. Well, by the grace of God, I was able to get through all that and learn from it. I have a passion to help other U.S. entrepreneurs, and that's why I created my new platform, mystore.com. We have hundreds of products from amazing entrepreneurs, and to celebrate, I'm going to put my pillows on mystore.com right now. You can get my standard My Pillows regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get my standard queen size, regular $79.98, now only $29.98. Or you can get my premium king size, regular $89.98, now only $34.98. So go to mystore.com and use that promo code on your screen to get huge discounts on all my store products. Thank you and God bless.
Welcome back to Live Up to Freedom, guys. Thank you so much for staying with me until now. I do appreciate you. And yes, please do support everything all of us do on my lower third. I don't know if you have noticed the difference, but WVW Word Weekend is a Brown House production broadcasting company that has generously offered me this air spot 5 to 6 p.m. Central Time on WVWTV.com. WVWTV.com. WVW Foundation is a nonprofit organization. So if you want to make a contribution, helping Brandon helps me, because as long as he can go on with the airtime he has, that means I will have a platform as well. If you want to support me directly, liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com. That's where you can find my art store, you know, all the good stuff, promo codes to everything. Okay, let me conclude on what I was saying before I run out of time to give you some of the news I want to touch on. So yes, that's the bottom line. As Americans, we have got to get over this party line that has been created. Stop being a leftist. Stop being a, because this, stop. We need to be Americans. Boom. Thank you, Kiba. Thank you. We gotta come together as one nation under God. End of story. There are no buts, ifs, or shoulda, woulda, coulda. One nation under God. That's it. I don't know why that's so hard. I don't understand why we cannot stop the division of, oh, I'm going to get sidetracked for it. Or not sidetracked. I'll let it take myself for a second. Like a week ago, there's this gentleman, you know, we're kind of talking, and question comes up as always, you know, so what do you do for a living? I'm like, associate producer, Lindell TV, associate producer, we can have Live Up to Freedom, whatever. He's like, wait, Lindell TV, as of like the pillow guy, Lindell TV? I'm like, pillow guy, Mike Lindell? Yes, like, oh, I would not ever date you. I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. That's fine. Anyone who works for Mike Lindell cannot be. I'm like, okay, that's cool. I think that's excessive, isn't it? Don't you think that is? I don't know. Maybe I'm just overreacting, or maybe I'm taking it personal. But I feel like we have taken this division of parties so down into every breath we take now. And that is exactly why these parties have started getting so divided. That is part of it. Divide and conquer, right? Divide and conquer. It's okay. Let's be Americans. I mean, the definition of an American is very simple. It's extremely simple. If we can't be Americans, then what are we doing here? I mean, I personally know at least, I don't know, 1,000 people personally that would gladly come to America and gladly appreciate America and gladly adore every moment and every opportunity in America. Let's, you know, those who cannot be Americans, let's get them a one-way ticket to wherever they would like to go, and then we replace them with those 1,000 I know. And I'm sure there are many more. I know. That's a little too much of a, you know, dry-cut solution. But I know this is not fun. But the bottom line is, if you can't be American, well, technically, if you can be a human before anything else, then I don't even want to talk to you. That would be somebody I wouldn't want to date. As conservatives, we cannot reduce our mindset to that of establishment politicians like Romney and McConnell. They are only trying to maintain their place at the table by continuously compromising. Well, that's very true, Scott. I would say not even as conservatives. I would say as Americans, we cannot do that. But here's the thing. We cannot change the establishment if we're not willing ourselves to get up and do the job. You know, we need to break the habit. There is this habit. We are still endorsing and supporting those who are part of the establishment. We are. I mean, didn't Ronald Romney just become RNC chair again? And for anybody, for one second, to think Ronald Romney somehow, after all this time, as you said, gonna change her mindset and not worry about her position. Well, I'll see you in about 6 months. Same thing with the rest of those who somehow during midterm got back in. Nebraska guy, Bacon. The fact that Nebraskans voted for Bacon to go back in again, Bacon is a proven anti-American. But what do I know? We also need to teach our children the Constitution and what our branches of government is and how they are supposed to work. Exactly. Bingo, government. Bingo. Education. That is one of the biggest problems in America right now. They have dumbed down our children with so many irrelevant and some toxic and poisonous educational material, such as, well, there's always Common Core for you. I mean, CRT, critical race theory. Had to think about that one for a minute to know what it is. And then we got the drag queen story time at the schools. And then, of course, we have the 500 different genders you need to pronounce and all that. It's just, but that's why homeschooling comes in. And I have said it many times. I understand not everybody has the time or the luxury to stay home and homeschool their kids. But every neighborhood, but that's the thing. We got to put aside our differences. We do. When it comes to this matter, it doesn't matter if your neighbor is a Democrat, registered Democrat, or a registered Republican, registered independent, registered non-existent. It doesn't matter. Every neighborhood can create homeschooling schools. One parent once a week can sacrifice that one day to teach the rest of the kids. Every parent will have an area that they're better at. Now, somebody's better at mathematics, somebody's better at history, somebody's better at Bible, whatever. This is where we need to come together as one. Put aside that registration means nothing. We have given that political party registration so much power. It's embarrassing. But again, we have done that. We Americans have done that. We have allowed that name, the D and the R in front of names, control the aspect of our values. I personally, as a Christian, my values, at least I do my very best every day for my values to come from the Bible, not even the Constitution. It doesn't matter. Somebody said, if you're a good Christian, you could never be a Democrat. That's not true. That's not true. Remember, establishment values are not individual values. And again, Republicans have done just as much damage as Democrats, but you flip to CNN, a Republican's bad. You flip to Fox, Democrats bad. And CNN and Fox, by the way, it's just a symbol. I don't mean the exact channel. It's the same thing. It's the matter of our ego won't allow us to stand up and say our party is just as corrupt as Democrats. That's the problem. The ego. Well, clearly someone like me, I don't have one. But I walked away from both parties. I don't belong to a party. As an American, I'm a free individual. The fact that we shackle ourselves to these parties is hilarious. We want to sit here all day and talk about freedoms we're fighting for, but then we have this shackle of an R or a D around our neck. Is that how you define your freedoms? Is that how it works? Oh, you look at history, Democrats were worse. Okay. You look at history, Persia was the greatest of all time. You want to go live in Iran now? One has nothing to do with the other. Yes, we need to learn history so we're not doomed to repeat it. But to lock yourself into a certain alphabet in front of your name and agree with that what they're doing because you don't like the other party as much. Well, that's why there's always being independent. You don't like them, you don't like them, you become me. But it's not the cover-up. Stop pretending like it's such a thing as uniparty or rhinos. No. It is the Republican Party. Considering more than 70% of them are what you call rhino or uniparty, then therefore the Republican Party is the uni-rhino party. In order to save the name, we are destroying the concept of it. We gotta stop. One day, you know, President Lincoln decided there is too much corruption. He started a brand new party named Republicans. Over time, no one maintained those values. Now we're here. Is somebody gonna start a new party? I doubt it. I wish somebody would, but I doubt it. But are we gonna continue feeding both corrupt parties just because we want to have parties? Why? Neither one of these parties, neither Democrat or Republican Party, nor the establishment is ever going to survive if you would all cut off the money. Cut off the money. Don't fund them. I will remind you, we the people are the bosses. On our First Amendment, one of the freedoms provided to us, God-given freedoms provided to us under our First Amendment, is the right to petition your government. Maybe it is time for some of us to start practicing that right, right? Peacefully assemble. Yes, Kiba, education does start at home. But that's my thing. Right now, unfortunately, the condition of homes in America are not good. It's easier to work through the Republican Party and to win with a third party. A third party would split the vote and help the Democrat communist. Okay, fair enough. But here are the conflicts here. Number one, how are we going to work through the Republican Party when we had 20 people standing up to help me out here? What's his name? The Speaker. McCarthy, right? We had 20 people standing up and they lasted 2 days. No, sorry, 3 days. 3 days. How are you going to work through that? Again, you have Ronald Romney with 111 votes. How are you going to work through that? How? The swamp is deeper than we all think it is. I understand hope is something, it's a human nature. We need to hope. But false hope can definitely be destructive. At this point, trying to work through Republican Party is a false hope for Americans. It is. It is. So, again, I highly doubt anybody's even going to start a party. I doubt it. Probably for the same reason. But, and this isn't something that's going to help us. It's generations to come. Generations to come. In about 10 years, there won't be a party left. They are too much, as I said, they are the same thing, different name right now. You might find five good here, five good there. But politics has become the art of deceive people instead of serving us. Of course it is. Politics is, it's a very dirty game. And unfortunately, sadly, for many years, we Americans, we looked the other way because we trusted the wrong people. So the best of the deceivers, aside Allah, of course, that is, because he's the greatest of deceivers, but best of the deceivers have gained momentum and power where it's hard to take them down. And I normally like to, as I said, I like to mention the problems and then offer solutions. And at the moment, the only solution I have in my head is to stop allowing the mainstream media, even alternative media, at this point, even alternative media has involved themselves into what's beneficiary for them. Alternative media, mainstream media, politicians, don't let them continue dividing us as a country. Keep the conversation open. Stop. I've seen on social media, one point of, it happens on my page all day long, you know, allow conversations and opinions to be spread. We have turned into, we have, let's just say we're using the liberal method nowadays to censor and silence our own people. As I said, once or twice, I have said something on my page about President Trump, and oh boy, I was crucified over it. I was even called, somebody called me, you're a never Trumper? I'm like, I voted for the guy twice. What you talking about? I'm pretty sure a never Trumper is someone who never voted for Trump. And that's another solution or suggestion I have. Let's not make anyone look perfect. One of the things is when we constantly try to make President Trump the perfect messiah of all time, we're definitely working against him as well, because remember, there are still, including myself, there are still either, you know, people of faith who do not take lightly when someone is presented as Messiah to them. Secondly, there are logical people who say, wait a minute, if right now you're saying this man can do no wrong and I vote for him and he gets in office and he does something wrong, at that point, I definitely cannot say anything. See what I mean? That's what I mean, we're becoming liberals. And this part, I won't even say Democrats, because this has always been a liberal method, name calling and shaming to silence someone. We need to stop all that. As Americans generally, being an American equals we are pro-Constitution. When we read the Constitution, freedom of speech applies. Freedom of speech doesn't apply just to me. It doesn't just apply to you. Freedom of speech applies to everyone. Every American, has freedom of speech. Now, freedom of speech in simple terms for someone like me is I have the right to be offensive and you have the right to be offended. Ends right there. However, it doesn't give you the right to be offended and attack me physically or mentally or emotionally. You can be offended. Your reaction to how you've been offended does not apply. It doesn't fit into your freedom of speech. So let's respect freedom of speech for everyone. I've seen a lot of conservative who attack liberals on somebody commented on my page, who's a Democrat, who said something that was not even out of line, and he was crucified as well, just for saying what he said. And funny enough, he has started, but I'm pretty sure your followers are going to kill me here, and that happened. I don't understand why we're doing this. Is it frustration? Is it that we're feeling exhausted? I don't know what it is, but we need a reset. We need to go back to origins of being Americans. If you don't like something somebody said, your options are you can walk away, or you can respectfully, in a civilized way, debate them. You might teach them something, they might teach you something. I was on a Twitter space about 3 weeks ago, I believe, There was a caller who came on and talked to us. You know, it was me and a few other people. And I wasn't aware, nobody was. This young man was a Muslim from UK. And at some point, he actually, another person asked the question of, you know, the verses in the Quran. What are some of the verses in the Quran that interest Muslims to actually go and commit jihad? And this gentleman actually started answering. And that's when I realized he's a Muslim. And then I came on and I asked him if I could, you know, put a few things in there. Sure. That's when he came to realize I'm actually anti-Sharia activist. We talked on that space for another good hour and a half between the two of us. Neither one of us called each other a name. Neither one of us attacked. Neither one of us even raised our voice. We exchanged information. So I would give him a verse and he actually would say, hey, let me pull it up. Which verse was it? Which chapter was it? For a good hour, 20, every person on that space was being educated, but so was he. If I were to lose my cool and just drop him from the space, I wouldn't be able to teach him anything. He actually finished up by thanking everybody, including me, saying the only thing he left is like, I would like to join more of your spaces, but please don't gang up on me again. And my answer was like, that wasn't me ganging up on you. Trust me, you would know if I am. But my point is, and you all know how I feel about Islam. It's no question about it. You all know my feelings about it. But I still stayed, you know, logical about it. And I continued talking. Thank you, Tammy. Yes, you were on that space, I remember. And I continued showing him the verses he was missing, including the verses that refers to those who don't follow every verse. Because he did the, you know, concept of, well, not everybody's going to follow everything. I'm like, yeah, but here in this verse, it says if you don't, you get the, you know, bottom level of heaven because you're not Allah's favorite. My point is, we need to calm down. On conversation and dialogues, we need to calm down. We are absolutely becoming liberal. We're all about screaming, yelling, and shouting, and name-calling, and labeling. I actually genuinely have seen on social media, I have seen more conservative labeling conservatives liberal than real liberals. We gotta calm down. Don't let these labeling game continue. That is the game the liberals have started, but seems like we're carrying it over. Or have open discussions. Remember, another part of freedom within Declaration of Human Rights, at least, concept, is the fact that you have the right to agree to disagree. You have the right to agree to disagree to a certain level. Let's practice that more often. As I said, if we all agreed on every single concept of life, wouldn't life be extremely boring? I think it would. There's this song that I listened to by Sina Hijazi, it's a Farsi song, it's called Color. And the concept of it is, stop trying to change my color to yours. If we all had the same color, life would have been very boring. That's the song that he sang. And I agree with that concept. Let's not do that. Because I this is where I'm going to just say it. I mean, if we're all going to act like Muslims, we might as well become Islamic Republic of America. I mean, isn't that what Islam does? Dictate every aspect of life. Seems like we're doing that. You have to be this, you have to be that, you have to do this, you have to say that. These have-tos are just not American. It isn't. And I think if we would start that, we make progress. The division of parties have affected our streets. I do remember not long ago, I've been in America for 20 years and a half. I do remember the time when neighbors were neighbors, regardless of their political views or beliefs or who voted for them. That's when neighbors were there for each other, as Americans, as neighbors, as Christians. Because at the end of the day, if our Creator, if our Lord, God has given us free will and all, who are we to take it away from our fellow humans? free will and all, right? If somebody chooses to work for someone you don't like, you don't get to go after them. I mean, if it's dramatic enough that you need to stop being friends with them, fine. But this is smear campaigns and bashing yourself has got to stop. It is discouraging. It is negative. It's miserable. We are not going to achieve anything with this toxic environment we have allowed establishment to create for us. I'm going to take it a step further because like the elite might be behind it. Let's rebuild our communities. Let's just stop this, we're done with racism and sexism and all that. Now we're starting, I don't even know, is it politicism? I don't even know if there's a word for it. Like, let's not separate ourselves from each other. Let's not look at one better or less based on their political beliefs. Let's educate people. And not educate them on politics, not educate them on parties. Let's educate everybody on Constitution. God, if you can see on my bookshelf, sir, no, it's below, so let me just lean and grab it here. I always have these in my car, always. Wherever I go, Constitution comes up, and the person seems to not know what's going on, I just hand them on these. Easy to carry, you can have it in your purse, your car, backpack, whatever. Just hand one of these. This is the source. They are making us forget that as long as our Constitution stands. Pardon me. As long as our Constitution stands, we are United States of America. That's the end of it. The rest doesn't matter. For some reason, Republicans don't call out the left consistently and unitedly. The left has always had better PR that does consistently twist the truth and write out lie and get away with it without the right correcting the record. That's very true, Aaron. And that's where we, the people, need to remind our representatives, our candidates, even our public figures and hosts and reporters and journalists, we need to remind them that you're not here to tell me what to do. You're here to expose the truth and follow the truth. And so lovely to see you, Larry, and it is my pleasure. It is my pleasure. So I need to conclude here. I have less than a minute to get going. You're all amazing. And that's because you actually sit here for a full hour and listen to me go on and on and on and on. There aren't that many people who do that. So for that, I appreciate you. Remember, we the people, American people, have absolutely one thing that no other human on earth does. And that is our Constitution that provides us with our God-given rights. Practice them every single day. Don't back down, but don't continue with the division either. I will be back tomorrow. This is the new time of my broadcast, 5 p.m. Central Time, every day on all platforms, including liveupforfreedom.com. That's where you can watch the stream. If you like to support what I do, liveupforfreedom.com. Liveupforfreedom.com is where you can find all different ways of supporting what I do, purchasing my art, and all that good stuff. Please do me a huge favor. Stay safe and stay vigilant. Keep paying attention to what's important. Do not let the distraction distract you from what is important. Until tomorrow, may God bless you. May God bless America. Goodbye, guys.